It's time now for Empowered Family Talk with Francita Hallriss.
Do you want to empower families and young people in your community? Then take the time to make a tax-deductible contribution to the Coach Tate Fund. The Coach Tate Foundation is dedicated to helping young people and their families in learning and passing on the kinds of life skills that we all need to succeed. All too often, we hear about kids and their families having encountered life's difficulties that could have been easily avoided by knowing better decision-making skills. From anger management to money management to something as simple as learning to manage how we spend our time or how we use our job skills. Make a donation to the Coach Tate Fund. It'll help kids who need help and their families too. Make your contribution to the Coach Tate Fund. Get details at www.coachtatefoundation.com. And oh, by the way, thank you.
May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Good morning. It's family time, and welcome back to Empower Family Talk. We the people paying it forward in this 21st century as we come together to balance these scales of justice within our thanksgiving. Are we ready? Good morning, Marcus. How are you today?
Francine, I'm well. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I got a little song that I woke up with this morning about just being thankful to God. And it goes something like this, Marcus. You might remember. It says, you know, I thank God for the mountains, and I thank God for the valleys, and all the things he's brought me through. If I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. And what faith in his word will do. Happy Thanksgiving, Marcus. What say you this morning?
Happy Thanksgiving, Francina. I think what you said is absolutely spot on. We have to always stop and be thankful for what we have in our lives.
Amen. And this is one of my favorite times of the year, is the season of Thanksgiving. And I'll do my open for our listeners this morning, Marcus, when we talk about Thanksgiving and that word. I had a chance to do a little research, and I got a definition to share, and it goes like this. It's used in Thanksgiving as a noun, and it describes it as the act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgement of the benefits and favors, especially to God. An expression or thanks, expressing thankfulness to God. And it goes to the definition here. It says, Thanksgiving is more than a day off and eating mashed potatoes and gravy, watching football, which I know you like, and taking a wonderful turkey-induced nap. We must cultivate a heart of Thanksgiving. What say you, Marcus, about our heart of Thanksgiving?
I think the heart of Thanksgiving, Francine, is really about what do you value and what do you appreciate. And I think sometimes we can get caught up in appreciating time off and a break and a day to watch football. And that's all nice, but we need to really be thankful for our family, for our people that are in our lives, our position, that we're able to sit down and eat dinner at a table with people that love us and care about us. It's about things that I call them the small things that we can sometimes take for granted. But I think that's exactly what we need to be thankful for, the small things in our lives, like our families that we don't even think about because it's just there. That, to me, is the heart of Thanksgiving.
Well, I agree. I totally agree with that. And, you know, I have to give my scripture. And we talked with the kids this week about preparing for Thanksgiving. And the parents are, you know, trying to teach the children that we've got to move beyond the turkey and teach our children what it means to be thankful. And the scripture that I raised today for our listeners to just kind of meditate on for our talk today is the Bible tells us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and to enter his gates with thanksgiving. And that's the scripture reference of Psalm 107, verse 1, and Psalm 100, verse 4. But read the entire psalm. It's a beautiful rendering of thanksgiving. And the question we have to ask ourselves today, Marcus, and I'm sure you can elaborate a little bit more on this, is even though we know that God is good and we should give him thanks, but our attitude of gratitude is lost today, it seems, in our current situation that says, I want more. I want more culture is what we're in today, which means that actually everything in thankfulness to teach our children is not an easy task because everybody wants more. What say you, Marcus?
I say you're 100% correct. In a world where we have a lot of immediate gratification, people wanting things right when they want it, not willing to be patient, and always wanting more, it's more important now than ever, Francina, work that you're doing, I'm doing, Mr. Graham and Mr. Yankee, and how we're coming together to talk about how to improve our leadership. And it starts with being thankful for what you have and not always asking for more, but saying thank you for what I already have. And it's very easy to get caught up in that in our society because people are saying, I want this, I want the newest car, I want the biggest house. And instead of saying, I just want to be able to take care of my loved ones and live a good life, I think people get very much caught up in what I call the comparison or the social comparison of always trying to have more and not stopping, praying, and being thankful for what they have in their everyday lives.
Well said, Marcus, and thank you for that. And you know, we've talked about this several times in suffering. Today, we look at this pandemic, and I think it's been going on for a good part of our year in 2020, and we're approaching the Thanksgiving season, and folks are listening to all the reports talking about you have to do Thanksgiving dinner over the Internet. You can't co-mingle 6 feet apart, and you know the rest of that. But, you know, we've got to take time and take a moment to look at the blessings that we have endured under this pandemic. And I reference back to the scripture that we studied this week in 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, where, you know, our Father reminds us that we must be thankful in all circumstances and situations, not just that one big meal a year. In all things, even in the midst of our suffering, when we go through it, it's meant to enlarge our faith and not a punishment. And so I don't know about you, Marcus, but through this year and even today, we talk to our families and we're advising it as part of my ministry, folks are just, what do I have to be thankful for? I'm suffering. I don't have a job. I can't socialize with my friends. The kids are going through mental health issues because of that social interaction being cut off that they're used to in their daily lives. You know, we have to pay attention, and our parents have to remind our children, don't you think, Marcus, that there is a blessing in the messing if we can just see it. What say you, Marcus?
Francina, as always, it's such an honor to work with you on these shows because you're absolutely right. It's so easy for us to always talk about what we don't have, the negativity, I don't have a job, my kids are stressed out, I'm stressed out. And unfortunately, we're seeing so many divorces and people and domestic violence. And what happens is so many people are just so used to having the immediate gratification of a paycheck, going to work, doing things, that they haven't learned how to just be thankful for what they have. And like you said, try to find the blessings in all of the craziness. And like you still have your health, or you're still able to get up every day and enjoy the air or see the sun or little things like that. And that was something that I had to learn how to do, Francina, because I've kind of gone something through this, not from a health perspective, but from a life in jeopardy perspective in 2013 when I lost everything. I used to wake up mad at the world and upset at everybody, but when I had that pivotal moment in September 2013, after that, I started getting up every day saying, at least I'm able to get up. At least I have my health. Yes, I have no money. Yes, I have no resources, but at least I have a roof over my head. Not only where I want to be, but it's somewhere I can be, right? I have a stepdaughter who loves me. I have a fiance that has stuck by me through the craziness. And getting up, Francina, every day during that time and trying to find one positive that I could accentuate, and also trying to give someone one positive about them that they could accentuate, that really got me through those tough months. It was about 6 months of real hard times, you know, as I was trying to readjust my life after that pivotal moment. So again, try to find the blessings in the best things. I think that's a very good, strong point.
Thank you, Marcus. And I feel this so much in my heart because, you know, when we, like your situation, I am so grateful. I'm just so thankful to be here. You know what I'm saying? There's so many of us that are not here anymore. They've gone on to heaven or they're locked up in some institution and don't know their names. But, you know, for those of us, there are 350 million people, they say, here in America. And I know a recent report I heard, we've had about 20 million deaths in the United States due to this pandemic. But let's look at the blessing of those that are here. We are still here. And we are here to give thanks, not to that Bentley, as you say, or to that those material possessions, or to say thank you out of revenge for something nice someone has done for us, but to give wholehearted thanks to God just for our life. You know, I've gone through a similar situation as yourself, and it's taught me to reflect every Thanksgiving on how far God has brought me. You know, over the rivers and over the terrains, I'm still here. And I feel your sentiments there. But thank God we're here. Is that correct? It's to be thankful that we're here to tell someone else how to get there. What do you say, Marcus?
Again, it's so interesting how, you know, people, I mean, you said it really, really a great point. There are people who are incarcerated or they're locked away and they don't know their name or they don't know where they are or they don't have any control of their schedule or they can only eat a certain thing that's given to them. They've lost the freedom to choose different things they can eat or places they can go or who they can be around, or they can't even see the sun, right? They can only see a glimmer. They can't, like, see the whole sun because they're locked away somewhere. It can always be worse. Even in my situation, when I lost everything, at least I didn't go homeless. Like, I mean, I tell everybody, like, that's something that could have happened to me, but, you know, God stepped in and gave me help with the NFL. And I tell everybody, that's how I live my life today, is that I've lost a lot, I've been through a lot, but I've learned to look at the positives in situations and not just focus on the negative, because focusing on the negative, Francine, all that does, it keeps you in a negative mindset. And when you have a negative mindset, it's really hard to get yourself going and be thankful and be someone that has, you know, cheer and joy in your heart, because all you're doing is thinking about the negative. So I've always learned to do that. I think for my family, my wife, friends like you, Demetrius, like be thankful for things and don't just focus all the time on what you don't have. Be thankful for what you do have.
Amen. Amen. And I'm so renewed and restored in just being thankful today. I had a conversation earlier this week, Marcus, we were talking about the workforce. We were talking with workforce development leaders and corporate entities looking at their balance sheets, you know, the restaurant owners, their business is cut in half. Some of them had to close down. And they said, Francina, what do I have to be thankful for? What are you talking about, Thanksgiving? I've had my whole life has been turned upside down because they had to close the business due to the regulations. And only the only thing I could find myself, because they were correct in their feelings. But we have to find a way, as I shared with them, to be thankful. And the only thing I could share was, you have your right mind, don't you? You have your health. You're in good health, aren't you? Your spirit is torn, but it's not broken. Do you think we need to restore in this new America, Marcus, going forward as leaders by example on the restoration of the sacredness of living a life of thanksgiving?
Absolutely. And it starts, Francina, at the top with people who can model that leadership mentality and mindset of being thankful and being grateful and showing gratitude and appreciation. And I've learned this, especially in the last year. I'm thankful for every client that I have, every speaking job I do, every person I connect with, whether they hire me or not. It's just about being thankful that people still are having conversations with our brand to work with us in times of these hardships. And I think people need to start looking at, if someone doesn't hire you, maybe it's not because they don't want to hire you, right? Maybe they want to, but they can't afford to. Or maybe they can afford to, but it's going to take food from their family and they're concerned about where they can provide for their loved ones. So when people don't work with me, I'm still thankful for their time, that they spoke to me, that they took time out of the busy day, because time is a commodity that you can't get back. So because of this mindset shift, Francina, I've seen a great increase in our business. And I tell everybody, everything we do in life starts with our mindset. If our mindset is strong and one of a very competitive, and we're just going to be thankful what we have, that we're not going to give up in the face of adversity, we can get there. But if you have a mindset that's bend and you're eventually going to break and you're always saying, well, no one likes me, I have nothing. If you start to act like that, Francina, that becomes your everyday culture. And once that happens, and I can speak from experience, I lived that from April 2013 until September 2013. That was my culture. Feeling negative, drinking excessively, blaming others, never happy. And I'm so thankful that my fiance, now wife, stuck with me through that, because that was probably the hardest 6 months of my life, just playing that game of never being thankful for anything. Versus today, I'm thankful for everything. And that's the way that I've trained my mind. And you can do the same if you're having struggles right now in these hard times.
Thank you so, Marcus, for sharing that. And one key that you mentioned that I totally latch on to is the mind, the mindset. And I love that, because we have to begin to think differently. If you lost your job, if you lost your contract from your business, what can you be thankful for? And what is your, where is your mind going to go? As you said, you know, your external behaviors exhibited your reaction to an unthankful moment. And many of our children and adults are doing the same thing, and we have to change and look at our mindset. How do we think about why we lost that job or why we lost that contract? Could it be that God is telling us that there's something better or there's something more suited to our purpose? I just believe, I like how you describe that mindset. We've got to think differently going into our Thanksgiving season this year. And Marcus, when you talk about the children, and I always lean on you because you have those beautiful children, you and Miss Bonnie, and of course, a diverse family, multicultural family, which we're teaching about in the New America, ongoing from our successful seminar in Asheville. We want to continue that tenet of learning how to restore the family. And how important is teaching your children as you lead by example, you and Miss Bonnie do so well, with young children in the house? How do you do that?
We lead by showing the girls and anybody else I come into contact with, the youth, that everything starts with the actions you do, not the words you say. Like, for example, this week, it was on Monday, Sunday, my wife was telling me that, you know, she was tired. She wasn't going to go to the store. I said, don't worry about it. We have enough food to get through the evening and tomorrow. And then what I did was, during my day, actually, as I was in between work calls, I went to the grocery store for her, and I shopped for the entire week. I bought, you know, meats for the house. I bought, you know, everything that we needed to buy was bought. And like I told my wife, I said, what I'm doing is showing Ava, specifically because she can understand, and of course Thera, who's six, but she still gets to comprehend, that it's not just one size fits all. You're working. You're educating the youth. You're doing things. I work as well, but I'm able to find ways to get things done, right, Francina? So it
yes.
To contribute to the household. And I tell my daughters, you want to be with someone in life that makes it a partnership and makes it a team effort. It's not just, well, yes, I work, you work, but I make more money, so you do the shopping all the time. Because I do the laundry as well. I help straight up around the house. I do this, I'll do that. I'll even cook sometimes if it's something I can make that everybody likes. And that, to me, is really about being thankful. And that's how you show the younger generation what really comes down to being thankful and working with someone as a team unit. And, again, we're going to be in Asheville tomorrow and Friday talking about improving workforce development. But I believe, Francine, it starts in the home with developing better professional and personal skill sets that you can then transcend into corporate America.
Yes, Marcus. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'll share this tenet that our listeners can just kind of think about when they become ungrateful, unthankful in 2020. From whatever circumstances you're in, yeah, we've been overseas, and I'm sure you have, Marcus, as we've talked about, and when you travel in another country, like the Middle East and other hotbeds in the European states, and you really began to see how thankful you are when you look at others, and they don't have a home, they have a tent, they don't have jobs, they're just hustling to get what they can for the next day. I mean, I actually saw this and experienced this on firsthand. And when I got back to America in the United States, I said, Lord, thank you, and God bless America. Thank you for where I am born. Thank you for my home, water, just the basics. Did you get that same feeling? If we could just instill that into our children and let them know they have so much to be thankful for when they look at their counterparts in another country who don't have what they have. And Marcus, we'll have you chime in on this, and then we'll bring this to a close. This is so important that we stress Thanksgiving. Marcus, please.
I'm with you, as usual, 150%. We are blessed to live in a country where we have things that a lot of other people don't have in their country. Phones, televisions, cars, transportation, so many things, clean water, running water, stores that have fresh produce and meat and food in it, and not going to like a market where it's not as clean or as sanitary, but you have to go there because that's the only place you can go to get food for yourself and your family, and you risk diseases and things like that, but that's the only place you can go. So it really comes back to, like you said, being thankful for where you are in the world, in our country, being thankful that you have the opportunity to have running water, electricity, air conditioning, heat, a warm bed, where a lot of people don't have that. And they see us as spoiled and us as having a lot of things that they don't have, which in a lot of times they are correct. So it's important to be thankful for that and understand that what we're doing is creating a real strong system of appreciation and gratitude. And again, we'll be in Asheville, North Carolina tomorrow and Friday.
Yes. Thank you so much, Marcus, for that. And I've got a few tenets to share after, we have this successful seminar in Asheville, and the thankfulness that everybody came to the table with is just so refreshing as leaders by example, and we recognize those leaders in the community at this special time of Thanksgiving. And I'll share with our listeners, Marcus, we'll wrap up here, but I want to share one of my colleagues that works with children and teaching them and parents Thanksgiving. And this is what she says, and I'm going to leave these 10 tenets with our listeners today. If you're writing these down, this will certainly help you to cultivate an attitude of thanksgiving with your children. And the first one is start with God. Number two, lead by example. Lead the way. Number three, stop grumbling. Stop complaining and grumbling. Number four, less is more. Number five, learn to say no. Number six, teach the children the value of what they have. Number seven, help your children express their gratitude. Number eight, let them see the other side, which is ungratefulness. Number nine, count your blessings. And number 10, be patient. This is the new America. Until next week, same time, same station. We are Francina T. Holris and Marcus Ogden. Your host is Family Time. It's time to get our Thanksgiving affairs in order so we can lead by example today for our tomorrow.
Empower your family with the dynamic new book by Francina Holris, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are. It's the book that gives you insights into life's problems. Francina Holris is an author, motivational speaker, and national broadcaster who believes the answers to your problems lies within the knowledge that was once traditionally passed down by families. But that knowledge has been short-circuited by today's faster pace. The book, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, brings that accumulated wisdom to the problems that all families face. You'll find your copy of Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are at Amazon and at better bookstores. Empower your life with the dynamic new book, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are by Francina Holris.
Thank you for joining Francina Holris on Empowered Family Talk. Tune in next week.